I am always the winner. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I am always the winner. That sounds like a pretty nice arrangement, doesn't it? To always be the winner. Wouldn't it be wonderful if, under all circumstances, we could always be the winner? Wouldn't it be wonderful if, in every activity we engage, we are the winner? If we sit down to write a book, we write a book, and we write a bestseller. Now, what kind of a book would you write? Doesn't matter. If you are always the winner, you will just do whatever you do as the winner. You will do it from the very finest, the very highest, the very best, and you'll be the winner. Now, you're going to bake a cake, and you never baked a cake before. So, you either listen within, and that's the ideal, or you take a book, a cookbook, and you look up the cake you want to bake, and then you put the ingredients together like the cookbook says, you bake it like the cookbook says, and you have a very nice cake. But who makes the best cakes? Who makes the cakes that are the, so good cakes? They're really good cakes, even better than store-bought cakes, you might say. Who says better than store-bought baked cakes? Well, anyhow, who bakes the best cake? But that chef, that baker who is the best, that baker who puts that extra ingredient in the cake that the cookbook doesn't tell you how to put in there. Now, the cookbook does not tell you how to put love in your cake. It does not tell you how to put the joy and the enthusiasm and the spiritual dynamics of baking a cake. Because there's no way to write that. There's no way for anyone to tell somebody else how it works like that. But you're going to bake a cake. And you have no idea what goes into it or what should go into it. But you feel that I'm going to bake a cake. So you say to yourself, I want to bake a chocolate cake. Well, obviously it's going to need some chocolate in it. Now, are you going to have chocolate chips or chocolate powder? Or what kind of chocolate are you going to have? Well, what kind do you like? Oh, that wonderful milk chocolate. Oh, that is so good. Okay, then you take a bar or two of milk chocolate. Then you say, well, now what else goes into a cake? Well, you got to have flour, and you got to have whatever things go into it, butter. You got to have some oil, maybe. You got to have a little of this, a little of that. Well, okay. So we're not going to bake this cake at this moment, but we're talking about it. So you go into your kitchen, and you look in your cupboards, and you see what you have. And there you have a little bit of vanilla and a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And you say, those smell kind of good. They would add a nice flavor to it. And you're not going overboard. You're just going to bake the cake. And so you listen to the genius within you. You listen to the winner within you that says, here is how you do it. And little by little, you put all these things together and you mix them with great joy. Now, you don't mix them with your experience because you have no experience. You don't mix them with your intelligence of previous reading on the case or anything because you haven't done that. You haven't any cookbook that tells you the procedure to go. But you do know that you can do it. So, little by little, you wump up this cake. And it's just an interesting looking cake. And you melted the chocolate and you beat that into the cake flour, and pretty soon you have a wonderful paste. And you take this paste and you pour it into a cake pan. And in the cake pan, first you grease the cake pan because you like to get the cake out afterwards. And so you put the cake in the cake dough in the cake pan. And then you say, well, now, how shall I heat this? Well, people have cooked with ovens that had thermometers on them and without them and so forth, and they cook great things too. And they've been doing this from the beginning of time, long before modern technology is there. But okay, let's set the oven at a medium rate. That way it won't be too fast and it won't be too slow. So we turned it on in medium, and we go about our activities and sing and dance and have a good time and know that we're going to have a wonderful cake. And then in about 20 minutes, we go back and look in the oven. We take a toothpick and we stick it in the cake, and we say, no, not quite ready yet. And we close the door, and we wait another 5 or 10 minutes. And then we check again. And each time we check it, it feels just a little firmer. It feels just a little bit more proper. And then we wait just another 3 minutes. We say, 3 minutes, I know that's the right amount. And then after the 3 minutes, we turn off the stove. We take the stove, the cake, out of the oven, and we put it on the counter. And we turn it upside down, and we let it slide right out of the cake pan. And the cake stands there looking all the world like a chocolate cake. And we look at it, and we think to ourselves, that does look good. And we let it cool a little bit. And as it cools, we reach down on the bottom edge, and we take a little smidgen of the cake and take a bite of it. And we say, I did a wonderful job. This doesn't really need any frosting even, but I'm going to make some frosting. So you take out some more butter and some more chocolate and melt it together, and you take a little bit of whatever you have, not baking powder or something like that, but a little something to give it a little body, and then cornstarch, that'd be the thing, and then you paste it on the top of the cake. And when it's time to serve the cake, you have taken another little bite from the bottom, and you found that it is exquisite. And you serve it to your friends, to your family. And they eat the cake and they say, wow, you're a winner. Wow, you should be a baker. You are so good. Well, you don't say, this is my first attempt. This is my first thought. This is my... You say, thank you. Thank you. I baked the cake expecting it to be good. I put the frosting on expecting it to be good. I did these things because I believed in myself, because I'm a winner in everything I do. Well, turn on your winner cycle. You don't need to threaten your opponent to win. You don't need to know how to do things even to win. When I was at one of the tennis clubs doing a story for our magazine, I was talking to the instructor, and I was watching him as he was teaching a class, and he was videotaping his teaching. And he said to them, you don't have the slightest idea of how your racket is going to hit the ball. You don't have the slightest idea of how you're going to find the ball or where it's going to be. And so he hit the ball between his legs. He hit the ball over his head. He hit the ball to the right, to the left, to the back and front. He just hit the ball. He reached out knowing where the ball was, even though he had no idea where it was coming from. He just knew, because he was playing the game and that was his ball. And then, as he hit the ball, he didn't know how to turn the club or twist the club or tilt the club or do anything to make it go where he wanted it to go. He mentally said, it's going to the left corner, right corner, middle. It's going high. It's going low. It's going to touch the ground. It's going to make a point for me. It's going to do... He just said those things. Now, that's not the way you're supposed to play that game. You're supposed to play that game by learning certain skills. But really, the winner has the skill of knowing where the ball is and knowing where he wants to put the ball. The same is true in golf, the same is true in any sport. You know what you want to do before you do it, and then you do it, and after you do it, you have done it the way you wanted to do it. Now, this is focusing beautifully on what you want to accomplish and being the winner. I'm always the winner. How about you? Are you always the winner? You can be. It's up to you, and it's up to me to be the winner in any way we like. But remember, it all takes place in your thought, in your belief about yourself, in your joy of playing the game, in your belief that you can bake the cake, that you can make the frosting, that you can do, you can play the game of tennis, you can play the game of golf, you can do anything. Just know, I am the winner. And so it is. And so it is. I love you eternally.